Welcome to episode 82 of the Unstoppable Podcast with special guest Christy Deer.
My name is Dan J. Gregory, and I am committed to hunting down the secrets of business mastery and human performance. My goal for the Unstoppable Podcast is to share insights from some of the most successful entrepreneurs, inspiring thought leaders, world-class athletes, and prominent celebrities to help you to become unstoppable in business and life. Each week, I'll be bringing you a new interview with an inspiring person and sharing my own results as I pursue the answers to the question, how can I create the ultimate edge in my business, make a significant impact, and live an extraordinary life?
Welcome to episode 82 of the Unstoppable Podcast and part 5 of the Money Mindset Series. Today's episode features Christy Deer. Christy is a mindset mentor and international success coach, author, and speaker. And in today's session, we're going to be talking about how to unlock your inner rich mindset to attract more abundance into your life. Before I tell you a little more about Christy and what we've got in store for you today, let's recap what's been happening over the past few weeks during this very special Money Mindset series. The Money Mindset series itself was inspired by the overwhelming response that I received to my episode about money shame, where I shared my own journey with debt and my relationship with money. And over the course of this mini series, I've been bringing you a range of top financial and money mindset experts to help you improve your financial well-being and your relationship with money. Part one began with The Art of Money with special guest Barry Tesler, where we went deep into how to create a positive relationship with money. Part two then continued with Money, a Love Story with Kate Northrup, where we discussed how developing financial freedom begins by developing your own self-love. And we talked about simple money practices that can help you to build a more positive relationship with money. Part three was about financial well-being with Chris Budd, where we discussed how financial well-being is not about living the life that others think you should have, but rather the life that you want to have, as well as discussing Chris's simple practical advice for enhancing your financial well-being. Then part four last week continued with The Power of Financial Freedom with Austin Netsley, where he shared how he went from studying engineering to becoming an investor, best-selling author, and highly successful entrepreneur. And we discussed some of the money principles, beliefs, and practices that have enabled Austin to rapidly ascend in the world of business. This Monday solo round just gone, I shared a rapid-fire rant on why you should raise your prices in business and how you are damaging your financial future by not charging what your products and services are truly worth. It was an intense 40-minute episode. I went full speed, didn't hold anything back. You must tune in and listen to that one if you're in business. Finally, we are now on day 17 of the 30-day money sprint in the Unstoppable Mastermind, my free group on Facebook. If you're not a member yet, please do head over to unstoppablemastermind.com/tribe. That's unstoppablemastermind.com/tribe, or simply search for the Unstoppable Mastermind on Facebook, and you can join in on the fun. All right, let's bring it back to today's show, the fifth part of the Money Mindset series with Christy Deer. Christy has a background as a certified master life coach, certified NLP master practitioner, advanced hypnotist, law of attraction wealth coach, and personal trainer. She infuses NLP, hypnosis, meditation, creative visualization, and mindfulness into her coaching, and she works with driven female entrepreneurs who are ready to step into their spotlight, build their successful and fulfilling businesses, and stop playing small. Her work has been featured in the mainstream media, and she teaches her clients to bust through their money blocks once and for all to allow real abundance into their lives and become more clear about what they truly want, confident in what they do, and to take themselves to the heights that they know that they are ready for. In today's episode, we delve into everything from money blocks to the law of attraction to help you bring more abundance into your life and to live rich. Are you ready for more abundance? Let's do this. Introducing Christy Deer. Christy, welcome to the Unstoppable Podcast. I'm absolutely delighted to have you here as part of this Money Mindset series. It's been a real pleasure to get to know you over the last couple of months, and I cannot wait to share your story on the show tonight. So a big welcome to the Unstoppable Podcast.
Thank you, Dan. I'm so happy to be here.
Awesome. So Christy, just would you mind just sharing in your own words a little bit about what you do and what you're all about?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm an international success and mindset coach for female coaches and entrepreneurs. And I work with women who struggle to make the money and attract the clients that they want to in their business, really overcome the blocks that are keeping them stuck, so that they can build confidence and really create that financially successful business and freedom-based lifestyle of their dreams.
Amazing. So
I know your journey didn't start this way. So where did your entrepreneurial journey begin?
No, it did not start this way at all. My journey started back in my early 20s when I had a baby and a toddler at 25. And my husband worked two jobs to support us. And we literally had no money. And it was a really rough time for me. I was really, really depressed. We never saw him. And I was very overweight too. I'd gained a lot of weight. And I remember thinking, like, I knew there was a different way. Like, I knew that there had to be a way where my husband could be home more, we could make more money, we didn't have to, you know, live in debt and struggle and, you know, be stressed and worried about money. But at the time, I wasn't sure how to get there. And it wasn't until, it's like, you know how sometimes people say they have like those aha moments?
Yeah.
It wasn't until I had this aha moment. Actually, my mom gave me this book and it really enlightened me. And I had this aha moment that, you know, it was mindset. It was a lot of how I was feeling, how I was thinking, how I was acting that was keeping me stuck, was keeping me mad, was keeping us broke. And it was a very life-changing moment because at the time, you know, I was a little like, wait a minute, I'm not keeping myself stuck. What does that mean? But I was kind of mad. I was
you like, denied
no,
it.
I don't
Yeah.
But then on the other side, I thought, you know what? This just means I can do something about it. I don't have to stay, you know, we don't have to stay broke. We don't have to stay struggling. I don't have to stay in this unhealthy body and feel like, you know, I'm not living my dreams and I can do something about it. And what I did is I started changing my mindset. I started changing my thoughts. I got my vision board out.
Nice.
And this is really, really amazing, Dan, because I love sharing the story. Within a year, I lost 80 pounds, became a personal trainer, was featured in Fitness Magazine, on every local Dallas news channel, and made children's exercise videos that still sell around the world today.
Nice.
My husband got promoted. He was able to work one job. And a year after that, we were able to move into our dream home.
Wow.
What a
transformation. So interesting enough, you know, I've just been taught, as I said to you at the beginning, I've been talking to Derek Rydell, and, you know, in that conversation, we called it a defining moment because the guy had a near death experience. So I'm pleased that you got yours through a book rather than having that treacherous, because one of the conversations I had is, you know, a lot of stories we hear about transformation is when they've had that really, really powerful defining moment, whether it's losing a loved one or, you know, they've been in a near-death experience themselves. But my mission is to help people find those aha moments, those defining moments, without having to go through trauma so that they can reinvent their lives from now. So I'm really keen to kind of explore that aha moment for you. And, you know, there was a radical transformation that you'd created your vision board and, you know, so much change. So could you kind of walk me through the steps after that aha moment, how you started thinking differently and then how you started operating differently? What created that change for you?
Yes, great question. And if I may, you're right about that. Most people have like a, you know, a very, very pivotal time. I will just say that I think for me, what happened with the book and why I was interested in it is because I literally had fallen to my knees, I think the day before, and just cried and cried and cried because my life, it just didn't feel like it was mine. I was living somebody else's life.
Wow.
And I felt stuck. I felt, I felt stuck. I felt alone.
Wow.
So I think if I wouldn't have been, you know, at kind of, you know, one of my lowest moments, if I wouldn't have been there and felt like that, I probably wouldn't have even wanted to read it. I would have just been like, thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Well, you got to that point of leverage. And I think that, again, that's important because, you know, as Henry David Thoreau says, you know, people live this quiet life of desperation. And I think we see so many people carrying that pain and that struggle and that stress.
And unless you have one of those moments where you just say enough is enough, I think it's hard to make the change until you draw the line and you say something's got to change.
Yeah, absolutely. If we don't have that contrast, it's like that contrast in our life is what helps us, you know, reach for more. And a lot of times it's not a fun place to be, right? Mm. But if we went through life always feeling like, yeah, it's fine, it's fine, everything, you know, it's fine, then honestly, would we grow? Would we reach for more? Would we change? Probably not. Mm. And it's that contrast, you know, that comes into our life that sometimes it shows us, you know, what we could have and allows us to then ask, you know, and that's a lot of what I teach. Ask for what ask for what you want. And if we don't really know, we don't really have that contrast or we don't see, you know, have that pain sometimes, then we probably wouldn't ask for more and we wouldn't grow and move.
What does it mean? What do you mean? Can you explain that to me? What does it mean to ask? How do you define that?
Oh, good question. Well, so asking for what we want. So I think, you know, that's really the starter point of what I teach is a lot of people never really get what they want in life because they don't know what they want. Mm. And they're not clear. And so, you know, a lot of times if you're in a, you know, let's just say, okay, I've got to pay, you know, I'm $5,000 in debt and I really want to pay off my bill. I want to, you know, I want to be debt free. I want to pay off this $5,000 credit card. And you ask, like, what it means to ask is, you know, ask the universe, ask God, hey, you know, I'm really wanting $5,000 to pay off this credit card. I'm really wanting to be debt free. Like, get clear on what you want, right? Yeah. Instead of just walking around like I used to do, complaining, oh, you know, money is so hard to make. I'm always in debt. You know, this is how it is. You just stay broke. You stay in debt. You know, oh, here's another bill. And I used to do that. And what happens is it just creates this lifestyle of you're just manifesting more and more and more of what you don't want. And you're just staying stuck. And the universe, God, doesn't really know how to deliver what you want because you're not asking and you're not clear and you're just repeating all the things over and over that you don't want, which is just allowing the law of attraction to bring you more things that you don't want.
Mm. Mm. So I guess the creating the vision board for you is a big part of the asking process.
Yes. And you asked me about that. Like, what was the first step? And so how I started reading, and I'll share that with you guys. It's The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity by Catherine Ponder. And nice. One of my favorites, and I've read it so many times, but, I realized that thoughts do create things. And, you know, if we want to change, it first starts with our mindset. It starts with how we think and, you know, and how we take action. And so I just decided, instead of saying, wow, I'm so broke, or my husband, you know, like he's never home, or I never have any good friends, or this is just my life, I started being real mindful of the words I used, the language that, you know, like how I talked to myself and how I spoke to other people. And then I created a vision board. And what I did is I, you know, got clear on, okay, so I know that I don't want to be broke and unhealthy and, you know, not having my husband home. So what do I want? And I got clear and started putting pictures that matched, symbolized what I wanted in my life, and sweet couple friends, and to go on a vacation with my husband, and, you know, a healthy body, and, you know, him to get promoted and, you know, have a great income. And I put all those things on my vision board, and I put affirmations, and I also put scripture verses on there.
Nice.
And I just focused, because our brains work in pictures. So it's really, really great to, you know, have pictures of what you desire to create in your life.
That's powerful. I mean, one of the things I've,
I used to have vision boards. I had them on my computer, on my phone, and that kind of stuff. But I think it's so powerful to have something visual you can see, because, you know, as part of my kind of my daily practice, I look at, you know, I read my goals 2 or 3 times a day. But reading it, unless you slow down and really consciously read them and close your eyes and start seeing it, you know, this is such a common thread amongst, you know, I've done 80 odd interviews now.
Yes.
The power of visualization is just comes through every single one. You cannot ignore it as a principle for success. You know, you can call it crazy or you can call it woo-woo, but it's not. It's factual. The more you can see it, it's that piece about clarity and, you know, the manifestation process. If you wanted to listen to a song on the radio but you didn't tune it in, you would never hear the damn song. So you have to get clear.
You're so right. And on that, on the manifestation process, here's the biggest thing. Yeah, like you said, people might say like, oh, that's woo-woo. Like, why should I shut my eyes for like 5 or 10 minutes? Like, I got things to do. I don't have time for that. Well, here's the thing. I just want to say to you, I used to think that. And okay, so law of attraction, this is very important. It is a universal law. Some of you guys, you listeners may know this. Some of you, you know, may not, but it's a universal law that like attracts like. So you could stand around and say, I'm a millionaire. But if you don't feel it, if you don't feel like you're wealthy, if you don't feel like you're deserving, if you don't feel like you're good enough, law of attraction will bring you everything that matches how you feel. Bottom line, it doesn't matter, you know, how many times you try to say other things, if you don't feel like those words are resonating with you or in alignment with what you're asking for, you will get how you feel. And Dan, when you said the visualization, why it works is because when you visualize yourself reaching that goal, or if you visualize yourself having already, you know, what it felt like to have that money or success at one point of time in your life, when you tap into the feelings and you feel it with every ounce of your body, law of attraction brings you, matches you, starts matching you, you know, within, you know, really, well, it's 17 seconds for a thought to attract another thought, right? And 60 seconds for it to start manifesting. So law of attraction has to bring you things to match how you feel. Mm. It's just law. And that's why it works.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And you know, it's one of those things as well that I'm someone who consciously believes the importance and knows the importance of this, but I get myself caught in the warp. You know, I wake up, it's like, right, go gym, off I go. And I get, you know, I have a complex morning routine, but then sometimes I go so fast. And I've talked about this before on the podcast, is that the morning routine becomes a process. It becomes mechanical and it no longer has the effect. You know, so I'm sure you appreciate, you know, coming from the fitness background, that if you train the muscle the same way over and over again, you have to change the routine in order to create the effect in the muscle. And it's the same with the gym of the mind, is that if what I do in the mornings as part to set up my day becomes so much of a routine that it's mechanical, that I'm just reading my goals and not seeing it and feeling it, then I'm actually repelling it because I'm not creating the energy. That's what I feel when if I don't take the time to properly tune in to what I'm trying to create.
You're exactly right. And here's the thing. Law of attraction is going to give you, you know, give you what your dominant thoughts. So like you said, if you start going back into, that's why they say retrain the brain, right? It's like training your muscles. It's like going to the gym. You've got to retrain your brain. And that's why it's so crucial to, you know, when I work with my clients, to really work with them and talk with them, like, you know, once a week, so we can get up that momentum and retrain their brain to start thinking differently, so that eventually they will just wake up and their dominant thoughts will be those of success, of deserving, of feeling good enough, of saying, bring it on.
Yes.
Right? And most of us have just been trained to think opposite, to think less than, to think that we're not good enough, to think that making money is hard. And so we have to retrain our brain to start thinking differently. And at first, you know, it's like going to the gym. You know, I've ran several marathons, and you know, it's not always easy, but you've got to, you know, show up, do the work. And, you know, eventually I was just out there running 13 miles like it was nothing. And it's the same with our minds. Eventually people will just wake up and just be like, I feel, you know, I feel great today. You know, I expect the best and I say yes to all the blessings coming to me. And they're not just saying it or reading a line. They actually feel alive. They feel great and they feel powerful and they feel on top of the world because they've learned how to train their mind to think differently.
That's incredibly powerful. And I immediately need to slow my morning routine now. I'm just thinking in my affirmations, I've burned through them. I say them with intensity and power, but it's just the intensity's taken over rather than embodying the feeling, the words. You know, I remember doing a process with some clients and we had them shout their affirmations and their partners had to judge whether the word and the way they said the word was congruent with how the word should feel. You know, so if you're saying, I am love, I am energy, I am power, are they saying it in a way that's congruent with the word itself? And you just got to take your own medicine sometimes. You're helping me self-reflect on some of the things that I need to get straight. So.
That's funny. I love that. That sounds like a good exercise, though. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Because, you know, affirmations are powerful, but if they're not done in the sense of the meaning and the truest feeling of the word, then, you know, the meaning is lost. So, you know, if you're saying, I am love in a stressful way, it's not the same as I am love. You know, it's a very different tonality. It embodies a different feeling.
Yeah, you're so right. And one thing that I just thought of, I wanted to mention is sometimes unknowingly, people actually attract more back that they don't want, because what happens is they set their affirmations so high, like they go from 0 to 10, right? And so they go from maybe feeling really broke, really stressed, not lovable, to saying affirmations like, I am love, I'm a millionaire, I'm wealthy. And what happens is they, like you were saying, like they don't feel that. They feel like they're resistant to it, but they're trying so hard. They're trying to just make themselves believe it. And what they're doing is they're actually just raising, like kind of raising the energy on the resistant thoughts, right? So they're raising that energy. So they're getting back more debt and more, you know, people that show that they don't love them, or more cooperative components. And then they're like frustrated because they're like, oh, this doesn't work. Yeah. But I have a tip for that though.
Yeah, I was going to say we need a solution to that one.
I have a tip for that. So because I used to do that too. And here's the biggest tip. Guide your thoughts and, you know, take the next best thought from where you are. You might have some days when you wake up feeling on top of the world and you could say, you know, I make six figures, I'm a millionaire, and you feel really great about it. And you may have days when you wake up and you don't feel that great. Take the next best thought. And a lot of times that is just thoughts of appreciation, appreciating what's going right in your life, appreciating where you are, appreciating the, you know, the people in your life that love you, appreciating the that you do have, even if it's $5, I want you to appreciate that so much. Yeah. And that puts you in alignment with attracting abundance and prosperity, because it's law. When you feel abundant, when you feel blessed, when you feel happy, when you feel love, it's like attracts life. It has to come to you.
Yeah, that's really powerful. I think as well, some of that resistance, it comes from, I guess, the antithesis of some of those feelings. I think if you make that transition from suddenly asking for something somewhat higher, and you within yourself don't feel self-love, then I think that's where some of the resistance is created from. So I'd be really interested to discuss the kind of concept of resistance, because that's something I've experienced myself in the past, and I've come across many, many others who have experienced this concept of resistance, you know, resisting what they're capable of achieving and bringing in their life. How would you advise someone to conquer their own internal resistance?
Well, that's a good question. Really changing the story. So the resistance comes from a lot of limiting beliefs.
Yes.
You know, a lot of beliefs. So like you said, maybe they don't feel lovable. They don't feel good enough. Maybe there's some shame or guilt around that. You know, and usually it stems from a lot of deep limiting beliefs, right? It's not just surface level. So conquering that really, in a way that, you know, the listeners can do right now today is just step into appreciation for, you know, the things that you have. And that might sound so small, but it can be really, really huge. Because here's the thing, to really conquer a lot of that resistance, honestly, I would say get a mentor, get a coach, get somebody to guide you through where those blocks, where those limiting beliefs came through so that you can shift them. As I help my clients with, you know, guided visualization and tapping and really releasing those blocks that are keeping them stuck.
Yeah.
But if you were to do this on your own, then I would say the best way to, you know, clear the resistance is to not focus on nobody likes me, nobody loves me, I'm not good enough, I can't do it. Focus on everything that's going right, everyone who does love you, you know, the shoes on your feet, the clothes on your back, the roof on your head. Shift your focus, because what you focus on expands.
Absolutely. And, yeah. I mean, I have a process called starting from strength for those, you know, those tough times. It's a journal exercise where, you know, you really focus on all the things that are great in your life, all the things you appreciate that you're grateful for, and all the things that you're actually great at doing, you know, and the things that you embody that are your real strengths and skills, to remind yourself all those things. You know, the other thing is that a lot of people forget to acknowledge is all the things they are proud of, because once you realize all the things that you have created, big or small, in your life, that sense of pride, I find, also creates a real shift in people when they acknowledge that. And so many people I meet rarely stop to even think about some of the things they're proud of. And it doesn't have to be astronomical. And it's, whenever I do the exercise myself, it's crazy about how many things come up just from my childhood. And you just think about, like, things you made in school, and all of a sudden you just get a big smile on your face. And, you know, that's it. The process is complete. You know, you're smiling, you're in a different state. That's the whole purpose.
Yeah, I love that. That's really good. Yeah, have people, because that's one of my morning rituals. I get the kids off to school, and so I have three kids, by the way, and I get them off to school, and I go out, sit outside on a beautiful patio, and I write out my appreciation gratitude list of all the wonderful things I'm appreciative of and thankful for in my life.
Powerful. Now, I want to touch a bit more on the principle of asking. So, you know, this is an episode about money mindset. So for those people listening, you know, one of the topics we've conquered on this show is debt. You know, so if people are asking, you know, they say that your brain isn't able to distinguish between the negative and the positive. So if you're asking to be debt free, does the brain then just hear, give me more debt? What's your perspective on that in terms of how people should ask if they're in a position of debt?
Yes, you're right. It does. If you ask for things like, I want to be debt free, I want to be debt free, your brain is going to hear the negative word. It's just going to hear debt, debt, debt. So I would really encourage you to, and I actually have a debt smasher course that I give as a bonus with some of my courses. So I'm glad that you brought this up, because I have some great tips. So I would encourage you to flip that and say, you know, I can't say it in, like, you know, the future, like, I can't wait to be financially free, or I am paying my bills with love. So, nice. And each day I'm getting closer to more financial freedom.
I love that. Yeah. It's a really powerful way of putting it.
Yeah. And I have a technique that some people might be like, what? But I'm going to share it with you. How I paid off. We paid off $20,000 in debt in 6 months, and without feeling broke. And I've gotten a lot of great feedback from my Debt Smasher course that people love this. And that is, bless and thank your bills. Mm. And I see most people, you know, we see our bills and we see debt, and it resonates, like, that negative feeling, that shameful feeling, that guilt. And just like we just talked about, what's that going to bring, you know, more of to you, right?
Yeah.
So take your bill, you know, and look at it and just say, you know, thank you, God, thank you, universe, for the electricity that I have this month. You know, I'm now paying my bill with love, as I know money flows easily to me. I feel so abundant that I'm able to have a cell phone and pay this $200 bill. Thank you, God, for the money that you've just given me so that I could pay this bill.
Yeah, it's powerful. I mean, it's payment for blessings already received. I went through a process with my own debt, thinking actually when I reflected back upon it and all the things it actually gave me during the time that I was using it, you know, some really, really magic moments that wouldn't have happened without it. Now, I don't want to start attaching positive meaning to debt by any chance, but especially, well, especially if you're trying to eliminate it, you know, start feeling joyous about your debt. That's not the point, but it's also not about feeling, you're not beating yourself up about it, because, you know, it's an area which requires love and positive feeling, not shame or, you know, aggression towards the bill. It's about, like you said, that appreciation and love for it, because it really reframes and reshapes how you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you're right. We don't want to say like, yeah, I'm so happy I'm in debt. But, but you can make a plan. So you can say like, you know, in my course, you know, I have you write down all of your debt. And what you're doing is you're writing it all down so you know what you have. And then you basically are just being kind to yourself. Hey, you know, I got myself in this situation, but I can get myself out. And I know that, you know, I live in a rich, lavish universe with ample supply of money. And I know that I can pay off this debt. I know that I can be financially free. And just, you know, one thing I'll add is like, if you had a $5,000 credit card bill and you paid $200 that month, well, bless that $200 and then say, you know, I now see $5,000 coming to me in this bill paid in full. And visualize once again. Here's the thing: if you're new to visualization, you're like, eh, try it. Just do it. Try it for 2 weeks. Visualize yourself being financially free, money in the bank. You know, the clients coming to you, the money flowing in, whatever it is, you know, you're wanting to have in your life, that healthy relationship, that fit body. Just try it for 2 weeks and just notice how much better you feel, and you'll probably notice, you know, magical things happening in your life.
Very powerful. Very powerful. Okay, so far we've kind of touched upon the transformation from that point where you had that aha moment to kind of a first kind of turning point when you you made radical change in 12 months following, you know, the path that you set on your vision board. Previous to that, what were some of the money blocks that you personally experienced that you overcame?
Well, it's interesting because I started to overcome like money blocks then, but I really started overcoming more money blocks about 2 years now. That's when I realized, when I was wanting to take my business to the next level from a personal trainer, a boot camp owner, to an international coach. And when I wanted to, you know, I guess, up-level my business, right? That's when more the money blocks started showing up that I didn't know I had. Those were the big ones. And those were the ones who were saying, you know, how can you really go, you know, be a coach and speak on stage and get paid? Like, what? And how I started overcoming those is a few different things. But one of the biggest things that I did, Dan, is forgiveness work. And I forgave.
What does that mean? Explain that to me. What's that process?
So I started forgiving myself for, you know, for maybe not believing in myself, for any past money mistakes that I had made. I started forgiving people in my life that I felt that maybe hurt me or wronged me. And here's the thing, forgiveness is about you, not about the other person. And I started realizing that what I was doing with money blocks are just thoughts and stories that you're telling yourself that are holding you in the past, that's keeping you stuck from moving forward, right? So a lot of that past has to do with like a lot of, you know, energy attachment to other people and things that you haven't let go of.
Yeah.
And when you're attached to them, when you're like, oh, well, you know, in, cause I have a big story in high school. I didn't have a lot of money. I got made fun of and I lost my friends and I had to go to work at 16 and help my family with groceries. And I wasn't accepted because I didn't have money. And so I didn't realize how that was holding me back from believing in myself and feeling, you know, worthy and feeling like I could make money. That, you know, all the comments and all the hurt. So I went back and I forgave everyone. I forgave, you know, myself. I forgave, you know, anyone that I felt like that hurt my feelings. And I just let all that go. And I just made the decision. This is the biggest thing. I made the decision to step out of that story and let all that energy go and just forgive myself, forgive other people so that I could clear the path to write my new story.
Amazing. It sounds like you gave yourself permission to be who you are supposed to be.
Boom. You said it. I love that. Yes. I love that.
Nice. So what happened next then? So you obviously went through that really powerful process. That's, again, I guess probably came at another aha moment. So having experienced those blocks, obviously you are now the international coach doing what you wanted to do. So how did you get through that period? And then, you know, how did you create the momentum going forward from there?
Good question. When I started doing my money mindset clearing of the blocks and I was doing the forgiveness and some other mindset practices, I made $28,000 within a few weeks. Wow. First of all, wow. I went from a few hundred dollars a month as a coach to making $28,000. I pretty much booked out my one-on-one coaching program for months. And here's the interesting thing. I didn't have a website. I didn't spend money on advertising. People were reaching out to me on Facebook Messenger saying, hey, you know, I'm ready to pay you for your coaching. And I'm like, oh my, I mean, I know it works, but it's the same thing. I'm like, what? It's happening so fast. And it's like, why am I going blank right now? But Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
What's the name of that author?
Napoleon Hill.
Thank you. But when he says riches, sometimes riches come so fast, you wonder where they've been hiding all these years.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That I knew that the money manifestation was possible, that anyone, it wasn't just me. It wasn't just like, you know, God saying, oh, I'm just going to give money to you. It was that this is available to all of us. But why we, most of us struggle in debt and financial struggle is because we don't allow ourselves, you know, to break free from the mindset blocks that are holding us back. And we, most of us unknowingly just stay stuck in those stories and that energy of what we can't do, of, you know, not deserving enough. And once we break free and really let that go, then we're available to receive, you know, everything the universe has for us. And like you said, Dan, which is great, who we were meant to be.
It kind of, I just don't know why the analogy came up in my head, but I did this, my girlfriend bought me a bungee jump a year or so ago for one of my birthdays, and I've always had this kind of fear of heights to some degree. So it's just funny, the whole experience is funny. I mean, one of my favorite bands is AC/DC. I like heavy rock music.
Hello.
And I just thought to myself as we were driving there, I thought, oh, we didn't have any CDs in the car. I was thinking, right, I need a tune to come on that's just really going to get me fired up for this. And then moments into after thinking of that, AC/DC came on the radio. I was like, come on, this is good. And then we arrived at the car park, and would you believe it, AC/DC is blaring out again from the it's not the same song. They obviously had a separate CD. And when I go up the thing, slowly thinking, and then the fear kicks in again. But then that moment at the top, when you look down, and it's a long way down. I don't know if you've ever done a bungee jump.
No. And I'm dead.
And the guy just said, disengage the brain and jump. And that's like the some of the best life advice I've ever received. Because that's what I did. I just literally, in that moment, disengaged the brain and just walked off the edge. You know, it's counterintuitive. But in that moment, as I was free falling, I just experienced this exhilaration, this joy. Like, it was just immense fun, like that letting go of fear and that process of allowing, just giving myself permission to walk off the edge and let go and have faith. And it was just an amazing feeling. And I hear your story, I just think in life, sometimes we just got to be willing to let go and have faith that everything's going to come to you as it's supposed to do.
Yes, I love that. You're so spot on. And let go and have faith. And sometimes when you're feeling like, you know, there's sometimes when people, we can say that we feel good about it. And then there's other times, like sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to let go. I don't know how to have faith. Sometimes I like to ask my clients, ask myself, you know, has there ever been a time when, you know, it didn't work out? And, you know, remember and look back and remember when things did work out, you know, remember when, you know, it all worked out, it was okay. Or the money came in or the bills were paid, or, you know, look back at a time and remember all the good things that have happened and all, and how it's worked out, and go back, you know, go back to that state, go back to that time. And that really helps too.
Trust. So in terms of, you know, across all these episodes, we've not really explicitly talked about the law of attraction. So how does the law of attraction work in terms of moving from a state of lack to a state of abundance?
I love it. Okay. So a lack from a state of abundance. Really? Well, back to the feelings. Okay. So it's back to the feelings. So if you are feeling in a state of lack, if you're feeling financial struggle, it would encourage you to, the way to change that is to start focusing on what you do have. That's really, really good. The appreciation, focus on what you do have. The penny on the ground, the dollar in your pocket, it doesn't matter. The $20 in your bank account, appreciate it, because that's going to align you with the path to abundance. And I know sometimes it might sound like so small, like, oh, just gratitude or appreciation, but it's the biggest thing. It's one of the number one, I mean, it's the number one path to abundance and prosperity and receiving is aligning yourself. So I'm going to take it back to this. You asked me before, like, what is the whole asking thing? So you know, you ask for what you want and you don't have to focus on the debt, but let's just say, you know, I really want to make $10,000 this month. So you ask, you're clear. I really want to make $10,000 this month. Now, to receive the money that you ask for, that's about feeling great, feeling abundant, feeling prosperous. And the best way to get into that feeling now is to appreciate everything that you have. Look around your house and, you know, step into appreciation for everything you have, even as small as it is, and you know, focus on the feelings of appreciation and abundance. Anything that makes you feel abundant, stay there and stay in that state as much as you can, because that's the pathway to receive.
I agree. I mean, the thing is as well, if you want to bring more into your life and you don't already appreciate what you have, then what makes you think you'll appreciate having more if you don't already appreciate what you have right now? So
yeah, you're right. And you know, and that's another thing I teach too. It's like, let's just say you're walking and there's a penny on the ground and you don't pick it up. You're like, why would I pick that up? It's a penny. Well, you're basically telling the universe, you know, like, hey, you know, that's not important to me. I don't need money. I don't need anything. And when you start appreciating everything, even the smallest things, you're basically sending that message that, you know, of gratitude, of thankfulness, like, oh, thank you so much. Cause I do that. I'll pick up the penny and I'll say, thank you, God, for sending me this penny. Thank you for giving me this. Thank you for, you know, the $20 I have. And if you do that, you'll notice how things will start transpiring in your life. You'll notice the miracles, the daily miracles that will happen. You'll notice more abundance in your life. And you know, it's basically, sometimes we make things really complicated, Dan.
Yeah.
It really goes back to, it can be really simple. We've got to feel abundant, prosperous before, you know, in order to receive more or in order to receive what we've asked for. So if we're feeling lack, if we're feeling, you know, that struggle, we're not going to be able to, you know, receive what we asked for. The law of attraction is just going to bring us back more things of how we feel. And that's really the bottom line. And here's the thing, if you can master, like I've heard several stories, you know, of people, maybe their house is in foreclosure or they can't pay their bills and the money's not even coming in. And, oh, and that story of Tony Robbins, I love that, where he gives his last, I can't remember how much money, but he gives a last of his money to a little boy in a restaurant so he can pay for his mom's lunch. He had no money. He didn't know how he was going to pay his bills, but he stayed in appreciation and gratitude. And when he was driving he said, like, junky old car back to his home, you know, he just stayed in appreciation and gratitude, and he trusted and he had faith. He got home, and this is like where he said he had like nothing, right? And he got home and he received an unexpected check. And I can't remember how much, but I think it was for a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's powerful. I love the story about picking up the change as well. Just funny enough, I just thought about it as you're saying it, because a friend of mine has been doing that for about 4 years. And she was collecting it in a jar, and she's just paid for her wedding shoes with the change that she's just collected just from seeing in the street over the last 4 or 5 years, and they are some nice shoes she made.
I love that story. I love that. And you know what's really fun? You, if you're new to manifestation, if you're new to this, start small, you know, start small and start today by just declaring, like, I'm going to see quarters on the ground. Wherever I go, I'm going to see quarters. And watch how you'll start seeing quarters. Or, you know, I'm going to see a green car or a red car, or I'm going to always have an upfront parking space.
Nice, nice.
And I've been doing that. And it's so funny because my kids and my friends are like, every time we pull up, there's always somebody either backing out or there's an upfront parking space, because I say, I meant that.
nice. That's one thing I want to touch on before we kind of go into the final piece is I think one of the things that I notice is often left out when we talk about law of attraction is the importance of the being and the doing aspect. What's your thoughts on those elements?
You mean taking action?
Yeah.
Okay. Good point. Because I was talking about the feelings. Okay. So the taking action. Yeah. And that's a big piece too, because you want to take the right action. So I talk a lot about taking inspired action. So you ask for what you want and you get into alignment with that feeling, feeling abundant, feeling appreciative, and then you take, you know, the right action steps. So if, you know, you own your own business, maybe you email your list or you show up online. So you take the right action steps. It's going to get you closer to your goal. If you're trying to pay off debt, maybe you're being more careful with your money and your spending. You know, you're coming up with creative ways to eat at home. So you're taking the right action steps to align yourself with what you want, but you're not overwhelming yourself, or you're not trying to control the whole process. And then really, you know, you're just letting go, like you said, trusting and letting go that what you ask for is going to come to fruition. And, you know, basically, you know, I think the hardest part is, I think a lot of us do take action. Maybe we take the wrong action. Maybe we're not taking the right action steps to reach our goals, or maybe we're operating out of overwhelm. But when you take the right action steps and you really, really get into that feeling and you align yourself with abundance, then, and you let go and you trust, let go, let God, and you trust, then you will notice that the things you ask for will transpire, will come to fruition.
I agree. My experience of that as well is the action you take moves from force to flow, and it's a totally different experience.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, force to flow. That's so good. That's so right. Because, and the one thing I talk about is like when you are trying to control everything, you're trying to control the how, you're trying to control the outcome. You don't give any room for God or the universe to have any control. You really edge that out.
Yeah, it's a tough one to do, but you got to let go. And that's the let go piece. You know, you got to trust. It's very hard. You have to do it. It's the bungee jump moment. You know, it's for a lot of people. It's looking down thinking, can I do that? You can do that. You can do that.
You can do that. And that's the another thing too. Be mindful of how you talk to yourself, because whatever you say is hard, is difficult, will be. But if you say, you know, every day it's easier and easier for me to let go and trust.
Awesome. Awesome. So Christy, there's just a couple of things for us to do before we wrap up today. I know we've talked a lot about money mindset. How can the listeners find out more about your work, first of all? And I understand that you are soon to be promoting a new money mindset bootcamp. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, awesome. That's true. I am doing my third round of my Abundantly You Money Bootcamp. I'm so excited about it. And nice. it's going to launch January 23rd. And how everyone can find out more about me is on my website at christydear.com.
Nice.
KristiDear.com. And I have the information about the Money Bootcamp on there. And yeah, I'm really excited. It's the third round. So I've had some, you know, really successful rounds, and the gals were getting great results. And so I'm like, all right, I'm bringing it back. I'm continuing to bring it back.
Nice.
And I'll just say, I did a post the other day, because this is amazing. I had a gal reach out and say she paid off $35,700 in debt in 3.5 months from taking my boot camp course.
Wow. What a powerful result.
Nice. Yeah, I was like, that is amazing. I have to post.
Absolutely. Awesome. So the final question I have for you is the question I ask every single guest is, what does being unstoppable mean to you, Christy?
Being unstoppable. That means not giving in to any LBs, any limiting beliefs, any thoughts or fears or stories that tell me that I can't, that I'm not good enough. Who am I? To really challenge those thoughts and to continue to move forward, to love myself unconditionally, and to just know that I can do anything that I set my mind to, and that God loves me so much. That's it. Awesome. I'm unstoppable. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Christy, you are unstoppable. And I want to thank you for unleashing your greatness on the Unstoppable podcast today as part of this special Money Mindset series. You have delivered the goods and helped so many people today to unlock their own greatness and unlock their money mindset. So thank you so much for your wisdom and being authentic and vulnerable on the show today and sharing everything that you have learned to help the listeners.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, guys. I enjoyed being here. So thanks a lot.
Cool. My pleasure. Thank you, Christy. Awesome. We are done.
Yay! Well,
we made it.
Everything. I'm so excited.
Celebrate. Boom. We did it.
Yay! Celebrate. It was fun. I loved it.
I enjoyed that a lot. Hey, folks. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I thought I'd leave that little celebratory moment in at the end. Christy and I had to reschedule the show a couple of times. So I'm really, really pleased to bring her to the Unstoppable podcast. I'm sure you'll agree with me. Some fantastic nuggets today that's going to help you improve your money mindset and attract more abundance into your life. So come and let us know what you took away from today's episode, either in the Unstoppable Mastermind group on Facebook, where you'll currently see the 30-day financial sprint in full flow. We are going hell for leather. 30 days of financial mindset and financial goal setting, financial action. So come and share your experiences of today's show in the Unstoppable Mastermind on Facebook, or head over to the blog danjgregory.com/82, where you'll find all the show notes from today's episode and all the links that we discussed today. My goal is to make this the most impactful personal development / business podcast there is out there, and I need your help. Firstly, please do provide your feedback. What would you like to hear more of? What would you like to see and hear on the show? And I would love you to share the show. You know, this I can't do this without you. You, my listeners, are everything. This is what the show is all about. So if you took value from this session or you love the Unstoppable podcast, please do share it. It makes such a big difference and we help change people's lives. Come and play your part in being unstoppable. That's all we got time for today. I hope you've enjoyed today's session. Watch out for next episode on Monday. I'm back the next Monday solo round. And then next Thursday, a very special finale to the Money Mindset series before we enter into the next series in December as we count down the end of 2016 and gear up for an amazing 2017. I've got some fantastic episodes in store for you. So please do make sure you subscribe to the show so you never miss a beat. But until next time, go out there, unleash your greatness, build your empire, make your impact, and live your ultimate life. You are unstoppable.